This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour on the DJB Experience. Hi, Doug, Jen, Victoria are here. I'm Doug, happy to present you with two of the most intelligent. I know it's almost demeaning to say that. Now that I think of it, it is. It's a given that you're here because you are intelligent. You got something to say, and you say it. So, do you feel like I shouldn't? I mean, it's always nice
would
to hear
good things.
Would you say
that if we were guys? I mean, that's and it's not a slam.
That's
it's just a
that
question.
Sort of would brought me back. No, I think I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
So, and that's why I caught myself in a sense because I don't want there to be that. The assumption is that you are here because you have something to say. The fact that you are women and younger than I am gives the thrust of the conversation becomes different and much more inclusive. If it were just me droning on, taking phone calls from people who agreed or disagreed with me, which is what I used to, there was a lot of that in the old days of the Good Day program. A lot of people call, ah, Doug, I agree with you. Who wants to listen to that? I don't want to listen to that. Myself, I want to have somebody that makes me think.
I like to hear when people agree with me.
Oh, you do? Okay. Jennifer, I agree with you.
Thank now, you. A little backslapping never hurt anybody.
That's right. Okay. So now let's see if we agree with what your trending stories are for this hour.
Well, Bridgeport, Connecticut is trending, and that is because there is a local man in the area, right, who has been accused of stabbing two people. Why, you ask? Well, it was all about the high gas prices. Did you do some traveling for the 4th of July? Maybe you noticed that the pump,
yeah,
were a little bit high. Algie Womack, who's 54, he was charged with attempted murder, first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and threatening and breach of peace, and he was being held on $200,000 in bond. Police officers say they were patrolling Main Street in Bridgeport on Tuesday morning when they heard a woman screaming from a parking lot at St. Vincent's Medical Center. She was soaked in blood. She complained she had just been stabbed and told officers her assailant had fled. They started looking for this guy with a description, and they found him walking on Main Street with a bloody knife in his hand. He said he was just defending himself. They heard about a second stab victim who had made their way to the hospital already. This was a 37-year-old female that told officers that after a night of drinking and card playing at her Derby home, she and her uncle had agreed to take this guy, this Algie Womack, back to his home if he paid for gasoline. But when they got to the gas station, he complained about the high price of gas and refused to pay for it. The three of them then got into an argument that ended when he pulled out a knife and stabbed the woman and her uncle. There you go. Gas prices are absolutely attempting to kill people.
Wow.
Yeah.
They need
all right, Victoria,
friends.
What do you have to top that?
I don't know. I can't top it. Yeah, I can't top it. However, American beer has been trending, and more Americans are putting down Buds and Coors and grabbing wine, liquor, Corona, and Michelob. And they say Americans' changing drinking habits have been taking shape for a few years, but the trend has been accelerated in 2018 so far. Beer shipments from U.S. breweries are down 3.5%, and that's just this year. And we're only halfway through the year. So the big four U.S. brands, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Budweiser, have been hit particularly hard. So a lot of research analysts are trying to figure out what's wrong with big American beer. A few things have come to the surface from their research. For starters, drinkers apparently think it's stale compared to craft beers. And a wider selection on the shelves and growing concepts like brew pubs and tap rooms and music festivals have apparently created challenges for these, you know, traditional American beers. And food pairing is listed as another problem for beer. American drinkers don't find that beer goes well with everything. And so they're turning to different wines and other other liqueurs. And so drinkers at brunch will drink mimosas or Bloody Marys. They'll have a glass of wine or a cocktail at happy hour, bourbon on cold nights, and they save beer for Sunday football games, which really cuts down on the beer market. And they also say shifts in younger drinkers' preferences have upended the industry. Fewer people today say they exclusively drink beer or wine. Everybody kind of drinks a little of everything. And more women are drinking, and they favor wine and cocktails at a much higher rate than men. So that's the light
more
beer industry.
More women are drinking just alcohol? Is that...
In general, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why
what they
that?
Find.
Is that new, true
so
in
no.
your circle? What's in your circle, Victoria, of friends? More women drinking than has been the case? Do you see a difference?
No, all of my friends, we're all social drinkers, so I haven't noticed that one person never used to drink and now she does. I don't know.
How about
know.
You, Jennifer? Your circle of friends? More women drinking than has been the case that you can remember?
No, it's pretty consistent. I think yeah. my group of friends, we're social drinkers. Although right now there's a lot of people who are either moms or pregnant, so maybe drinking might be down in my circle.
Right. Kara,
but no one drinks beer in our circle. None of the girls.
What about you, Kara?
Ever.
You drink beer? You're a bartender.
I'm an equal opportunity drinker.
You are.
Yeah, I will agree that within my circle of friends it's pretty equally male and female. And I will say definitely most of my female friends are drinking wine more than beer, but I definitely have some female friends who are drinking beer. I like beer. I like wine. All the guys are drinking beer. So it is kind of surprising to me that beer sales are down. I thought that, okay, Bud Light, Budweiser, those might be down, but craft beer, I see people drinking that all the time, always, whenever we're out. So that's...
But those sales are even down.
Yeah.
Craft beer, which they actually thought would save the beer industry, and that's still growing at a much slower pace than they anticipated. So I think that the fact that and Jen, you're the sommelier here, so you can probably attest to this. The fact that rosé has taken off in the last few years to the level that it has, everybody's drinking rosé. Even guys don't care if they're drinking pink wine anymore. So it's just, I think that beer has just been replaced with stuff that maybe tastes better or is more exotic, at least the image of it is.
It really goes in trends. I think about it for a long time. Vodka was the cool alcohol to drink. Now
right.
it's more whiskey and some of the darker stuff. Tequila is making a comeback right now. So I think it just kind of goes in ebbs and flows. I don't think beer's ever going to go away. That's our American beverage, right? You go to the ballpark right. and you have a beer. But obviously there are just trends, consumer trends, that are driven by the best Instagram pictures.
Yeah. My trend has been I found a drink called Ice. It's it comes in fruity flavors. Grapefruit is my new. It's very
refreshing. Oh, the sparkling
ice.
Yeah, that's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
I was going to say ice is not a drink.
I was like, what
ice is
he talking about?
Yeah, it's called ice. The drink's called ice. You can find it in most of the upscale
Is it alcohol?
No, it's just...
Me?
No, I know. That's what I'm trying to figure it out.
It's flavored sparkling water or
yeah.
something.
Oh,
it comes
yeah,
in those tall,
yeah.
I think, like plastic
yeah.
clear
sweet.
Bottles. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, so there's a lot of sugar in it, of course.
Yeah.
But
Of course.
It's fake sugar, actually. There's zero calories, but it's got, it's just not the sparkling water taste of like a
lip gloss. It's refreshing on a hot day when I'm out on the farm. So that I'm drinking a lot of it. I'm not getting dehydrated like a couple of guys work on the farm with me have been dehydrated. One of them went to the hospital yesterday. That's something that we all are, you got to look out for that. So you got to keep yourself hydrated. Whether it's with, I don't know if alcohol does that good a job, but something.
No,
really.
Alcohol
nope.
dehydrates you.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
What did people drink while they went to the Nathan hot dog eating contest?
A lot
Julia
of water.
Julia Chestnut was the winner. He ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Ugh.
What are you, nuts?
Yes. This guy, his entire body must be made up of hot dogs at this point.
God,
he eats
gross.
So many of them.
He fasts for, I interviewed him once, he fasts for like a day before, and I think he eats a lot to stretch out the first couple of days, and then he fasts, and then he dips the buns in water to make them go down
See,
faster.
That's what grosses me out. If you like eating hot dogs, then whatever, just eat hot dogs, but the
right.
fact that they have
the dipping
to
in the
they
water,
dip them in water so it makes it easier
it's
to go down is just disgusting.
74. What does his stomach look like after all this?
I don't want to know.
He's very small.
How long does it take
guy.
Him to have that stuff move through his system?
Ugh.
Yeah, do you think that, not to be gross, but do you think he makes himself vomit after?
No.
Yeah,
I think he just goes.
He must have a system at
days.
This point. because he's done it for so long. He's been the champion for so long. His body must know how to deal with it.
22,000 calories in 10 minutes. $7,400.
He gets the meat sweats. I mean, you can watch him. He starts to sweat. So does Kobayashi.
$10,000. He makes $10,000.
The woman did 41, I think, didn't she? The woman that won?
Hey. What was her prize?
They have two categories. Yeah.
But why do they have two categories?
Men versus women.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? I thought we were supposed to all be equal. So why do we have a different contest for women eating hot dogs than men?
The same reason why we have the WNBA and the NBA.
I don't think we should.
Men can eat more than
everybody
women.
Everybody should. Yeah, I think we should. All, it's equality. We're looking for equality here. Let's
this
have it all the way
the
around.
This is not the place to start marching for equality at the hot dog contest.
I demand equality in the hot dog eating contest. Damn it. At 16 past the hour.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
If you just ran out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If you're about to run out of ink, Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If the last thing you can afford is to run out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. We're so sure you'll find your ink or toner in stock that if you don't, you get it for $10 off and delivered free. Always in stock, always priced low. Your local Staples store is your ink and toner authority.
Applies to ink and toner regularly stocked in store only. One $10 discount per customer.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Examining America and Americana on the DJV show, let's travel to Evanston, Illinois, shall we? Where you may remember earlier this year, there was video of a Northwestern University doctoral student making news because he was pulled out of his car, subdued for stealing what turned out to be his own car. But the police said, how can you, a black guy, afford a car like that? That basically is the substance for a lawsuit now that's been filed against the Evanston Police Department, and each officer is being charged. There are four, I guess, different officers. They've been sued $50,000 apiece, plus compensatory and punitive damages. And so there was a study done of the Evanston Police Department, and the findings by the Justice Center at Northwestern, according to the professor who did the study, it's, quote, normal for a police department to expect lawsuits, and Evanston is in the norm curve. In other words, they expect this kind of a problem in cities like Evanston, that there are going to be false arrests, that there are going to be police who do things that they're not supposed to do. They just figure on that, and they put aside amounts in the city budget to pay plaintiffs who sue the city because the police don't know how to do their job. Can you imagine that? They admit to that?
That's, they have a budget for it.
They have a budget of $983,008
wow.
for settlements.
Line item.
Well, my God. Oh, geez. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Scarlett Johansson facing backlash in entertainment news. There's a new role. She's going to play a transgender man in the movie Rub and Tug. Some people aren't happy with that. She's going to play Jean-Marie Gill, a person born female at birth, identified as a male. He succeeded in Pittsburgh's 1970s and 80s massage parlor and prostitution business by assuming the identity of a man. The movie will be directed by Rupert Sanders, who directed her in Ghost in the Shell. So some people on social media, ladies, calling out Scarlett and the filmmaker for casting a non-trans actor. Why would they call her out? She didn't make the decision. She was
right
up for the role. Somebody chose her. Why is it not on her? If anything, it's on Rupert Sanders or whoever the casting director was of the movie. It's not on her. What do people think? They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Anyway, other people who have had the same experience backlash, Jeffrey Tambor, Jared Leto, Felicity Huffman, they have all played trans characters across Amazon's Transparency series and in Dallas Buyers Club and Trans America. They all received awards and recognition, whether it was an Emmy or an Oscar nomination, whatever. So anyway, I don't know. Isn't this more much to do about nothing?
I don't think so. Because when in Transparent, which is has some trans actors that are in the supporting roles, one of the actresses tweeted, and she makes a good point. She said, "I wouldn't be as upset if I was getting in the same room as Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett for non-trans roles, but we know that's not the case. We're not even allowed to audition for anything but trans roles, and that's the problem." Mm. So I get that. I have a trans friend who's an actress, and she gets very limited to only trans roles.
How do people know that she's a trans? Does she tell people that she is? Why tell somebody?
Well, she's kind of famous, so everybody knows who she is.
Well, but you know what I mean. If you're a trans and you find yourself with your identity, your identity, now you've satisfied your need to change your identity, why tell anybody? Just go into audition. How the hell are they going to know unless you tell them?
Well, I don't know. I guess if you're a trans actor or actor or actress, it's a hard thing to, you know.
What's more important, though, Victoria, in this circumstance? Is it that you feel comfortable in your own skin, or you want everybody else to feel comfortable about you being in your skin? Because there's two different scenarios.
But I don't think it's about comfort level at all. It's about opportunity.
Well,
and so trans actors don't have that opportunity.
But I'm not suggesting that it's right or wrong, but you're swimming against the tide. So if you want, you've made yourself comfortable, you've become the human that you want to be, and you're to get kudos for that. But why does everybody else have to know that you are trans?
Well, it's not that everyone has to know. It's not, that's not it. But in some cases, you can still tell. And so I think that, you know, all the makeup in the world is not going to make Bruce Jenner still look like, you know, like Caitlyn Jenner. You still know that that was obviously a man at some point. And so it's not really all about, maybe some trans people can completely pass and no one would ever know. There's a trans man who's on America's Got Talent right now. And when he said he was born a female, the whole audience gasped because you would never think. So in that case, that guy's really lucky. But in other cases, if you can tell that the person was born of a different gender, then they're being discriminated against and maybe they're a fabulous actor and they're just not given that opportunity.
All right.
Or,
music.
I don't know. I just feel like they're in, and I understand all of that and opportunity and all of that. But what if they're, maybe it has something to do with looks. We're talking about being judged by looks. If you need someone who is feminine and these people don't, this, you know, particular actor doesn't maybe, or actress doesn't look feminine, you know, it's.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Happy 4th of July to everybody.
President Trump and the First Lady hosting service members, veterans, and their families at the White House for a picnic concert and then the D.C. fireworks display on the 4th. President Trump noting,
American liberty has been earned through the blood, sweat, and sacrifice of American patriots.
Today, President Trump is calling on OPEC to lower oil prices, blaming the oil trading organization for driving prices up. He writes in capital letters in a tweet this morning, reduce pricing now. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to North Korea for talks with North Korean officials as a follow-up to the Singapore summit and towards detailing how they're going to rid the Korean Peninsula of the North's nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Actually, more importantly, with you. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, this weird... This is the gross-out section. Everybody get ready to either run away screaming or think, my God, how does this happen? A young lady had her... she went to get a pedicure. I've had pedicures. Ladies, I'm sure you've had pedicures. Mm-hmm. But who among us has had a fish pedicure? And just what is a fish? You dunk your feet in a tub of water filled with fish.
Yep, it's like a mini fish tank. And you just sit there and you put
dead
your feet
skin.
In it.
Yeah, they're the ultimate callus remover.
It's like, what is that? What are the, it's pariahs that eat your flesh, right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, them
pariahs,
too.
Pariahs, yeah. No, these fish pedicure things, The first time I saw one was on an episode of Sex and the City. That's how long ago it... Or maybe it was the Sex and the City movie, but that was the first time I saw it. And then they kind of started popping up in L.A. I feel like L.A. kind of was at the forefront of this.
Yeah.
And then now they're everywhere. When we were on our honeymoon last year in Mexico, they had in the spa, they had two pedicure chairs. And instead of putting your feet in a sink, it's a little square fish tank with these tiny, looks like little minnows. And they're swimming around. And they tried to, you know, offer that to me complimentary. I was like, I'll pass. Like, I just don't want.
It's just become like a trendy tourist attraction. Some of the salons even have, like, they have it right in front of the window. So you can see everyone who's sitting there with their feet in the fish tank.
It just grossed me out.
And yeah,
the Kardashians did it, remember?
Yeah, but that's the thing, is everyone's curious about it. And so they all have to try it once. And apparently once is enough to...
Didn't go well for this girl.
Maybe too much. Yeah, so what actually happened? They... Her toenails came off after the fish.
I think it was some kind of bacteria in the water, and whatever happened, I guess they don't replace
the fish. Probably from the fish poop.
Well,
fish got to poop in the water.
And you have apparently they don't change the water between uses, and so you're sticking your feet in fish crap and also other people's. I'm sure the fish don't get every single little bit of things off of people's feet. And so you're sticking your feet into other people's gross
in
feet.
In fungus
stuff.
Water.
Yeah.
Ugh. Right. And if getting a regular pedicure, you would never go into a place that didn't wash the tubs out in between pedicures. And essentially with doing this, that's exactly what you are signing up for, which is crazy to me. But now this chick has no toenails. Just in time for summer.
Hey, let's see, an ad for Cheerios would be appropriate about now? Or
I wonder when it grows back what it's going to look like. It says they can take up to a year.
Yeah, they take forever.
Yeah.
Awful. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, here's something. I don't know if you think this is gross or not, ladies. There's a new ad for a new razor that will shave your legs. And apparently this is a good ad. Women with body hair, women with hair on their legs. This new razor advertisement shows a woman actually shaving her body hair. Except, would you want to be, all of you shave, right? I think we somehow or other got onto this, and Kara said she didn't shave as much because she wasn't dating. So,
remember that
conversation.
Yeah. Yep, and now all the guys really want to date me, now that we put it out there.
Yeah.
You get some hairy leg fans.
The razor brand Billy says it's the first to feature hairy women. Well, what else would you, if you're advertising...
Everyone in shaving commercials is already...
They're already hairless.
They show the after. They pretend to show them shaving, but then they just focus on their shiny...
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they deemed body hair to be unattractive, so this is the first razor company that's actually showing real hair on women.
Really?
I'm fine without it. I'm fine with the after. I don't know if I need to see the shaving.
Hmm.
I don't really care either way. You need a razor. It's
awkward.
Not like it's...
I'm sorry, I'm watching it now, and I'm totally fine. I don't care if there's hair or not hair in the commercials. The only thing I have a problem with... is the close-up of the razor with the hair in it afterwards. I'm not really a fan of that.
Oh, I like that. That's fun.
You would
I'll
like
take
that.
Then. I would.
Yeah. I'm fine with the hair. I just don't want to see the wet hair in the razor.
I don't want to see
pits afterwards.
I don't mind hairy legs. Like, if someone's, you know, shaving hairy legs, I don't care about that. But the armpits, I can't handle.
I think there should be an episode of The Bachelorette where the bachelor shaves her legs.
There was one this season where they were in a spa and they painted her toes. They didn't do any leg shaving. I don't think I would want a guy to shave my leg. I don't trust them to be careful enough to not cut me. So
really?
Yeah.
You ever tried?
I agree with that.
I haven't tried it, but legs are not straight. They've got curves to them, and I don't... No. Huh. I've got too many razor nightmares. I don't want to be cut by one. No thanks.
Huh. I tried to teach Lewis how to poach an egg last night. It was a disaster. There's no way I'm going to let him shave my legs.
Really? Jennifer, anybody ever shave your legs?
No, I like to do it myself.
Really?
Thanks for asking. Unless, I mean, you want to take a whack at it, we can if you want.
Doug would actually take a literal whack at it, so say goodbye to half of your leg.
Give me a break, please. Come on. Mm-hmm. Weather and travel information. A lot of heavy rain, a lot of flooding all the way from Houston up into the Ohio River Valley. This week is hot, humid, and wet. And so there are people who are thinking, okay, where's the hurricane season? Because it is time. We had one earlier, I think, on Wednesday. They had almost 6 inches of rain at Hobby Airport. And so that closed the airport down for a while. And there's a when you go into places like Houston because of the hurricanes, there's a fear. It's almost calculated into the residents there because they were so affected by these hurricanes. And so now they hear the story about these big storms coming in. But if you live close, especially in that area, the Gulf Coast, you live close to the water, you might as well count on getting washed away with regularity. That's just the way it is. And the insurance companies more and more are saying, and the federal government also saying, we're not going to keep replacing these homes. And it may not even be in a hurricane. It could be, you know, we had here where I am last Thursday, we had 3.5 inches of rain in 4.5 hours. It just poured. And I ruined 20 great bales of round hay. It cost me $1,500 because we couldn't get into the field and get the hay out fast enough. And that's what happens. Not that a lot of people measure it by what's going on the farm, but in terms of traveling, who'd go to Houston on vacation? Anybody here want to go to Houston? And I'm not saying, I'm not taking a shot at Texas, but why would you go to Houston for vacation? It's hot.
Why would you go to any major city, though?
Yeah, that's a point.
I live in New York City, and I wonder all the time, like, why are people here?
It's different. I'll tell you, a great city to vacation or go to visit. I don't take a vacation, but when I go visit, I found when I was traveling and visiting stations that I was on all around the country, Seattle was one of my favorite stops. There's something about Seattle that is just fascinating.
It's a great city. I like Seattle and Boston. Those are the best.
Yeah. Northwest, you get up into Vancouver as well, Victoria, British Columbia, absolutely magnificent areas to go.
But if you're somewhere else in Texas and you want to go to a city, why wouldn't you go to Dallas or Houston?
I don't have an answer to that.
All right, well, you asked why would anyone go to Houston. I'm sure there's plenty of reasons why people would.
Well, other than the Bush library, the presidential library, I don't know what's there. A lot of insurance companies. What is there to see in Houston?
Sports teams. You could go to baseball games, football games.
Go to your own
basketball
team.
Basketball games. Not football anymore. Right.
So I came across this. I thought you would find interesting as to how we live our lives, the way we choose where to go, and how many places in our lives we habitually visit, mostly on vacation. Survey says there are, with most people, a maximum of 25 places they have visited that they want to go back to, and often they do. There's an interesting aspect of human behavior here when you dig around this. This is a study entitled Evidence for a Conservative Quality in Human Mobility. That sounds kind of like a lot of gobbledygook. Anyway, they traced 40,000 people's collective trips, data sets of different trips. Researchers analyzed the students to find out where they went. You know, after you get out of school, you go on a trip. Did you go, when you graduated from college, Victoria, did you take a trip?
No, because I had already lived in England, so no. Right. I started working right away.
What about you, Jennifer? Did you take a trip when you got out of school?
After college?
Right
out of high school, we went to, I think we did like a little vacation. But after college, I was already, I mean, I took the long program. I was already 28.
Right. That's right, too.
So, but I mean, I traveled a lot during, when my mom went to England, I went to England. I went to Ireland, to Italy, to Germany. So I did traveling, yes.
Mm. What about you,
Not
Sarah?
Related to school, though.
No.
I didn't take one specifically. I also took one in my junior year of high school. Right after that, I took a big one to Europe. But after college, not really.
It really is very interesting. The point of this study is that when you're young, you make up your mind. You go to places, maybe with your parents, or you take a trip. In my case, I was influenced by my wife, Toni, who had gone to England to do her teaching practicum, worked in an infant school, and she became very close with a woman who was the headmistress of the school. So she was going back and forth to visit. When we married, I started going over there and felt so comfortable being in England that I have been back at least 100 times to England. My daughter went to school there, so I'd go over every month to make sure she was okay. But There's something about being there. And so I understand. I actually was surprised that there were 25 places that people want to visit.
That sounds like a lot.
I thought it was a lot, too. You know, when you get right down to it, you can travel and go see different places, but how many do you want to go back to?
Yeah.
In terms of, I thought that was a lot. You're right.
I don't have 25 places that I'd want to go back to. There are plenty of places that I've been, but I was happy to be there once, but I don't need to go back again. So 25 seems like a lot.
Yep. All right. It's 46 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Denny Lifford from Today's Homeowner, giving you a few summer maintenance tips. A lot of maintenance tips have to do with getting things nice and clean. If you're cleaning windows, half vinegar, half water, use newspaper instead of paper towels. It works great. When you're taking care of all of cleaning the furniture, just regular soap and water and a scrub brush will get it clean. But if you find any repairs that are needed, especially on wood like this, consider using Tight Bond 3. It's the ultimate wood glue for interior or exterior. We just repaired this little section here. It worked great. Air conditioning is also very important. My daughter Chelsea's inside with a few tips for you.
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting a new air conditioning system, we want to consider the SEER rating, the seasonal energy efficiency ratio. We recently installed a Carrier unit that has a SEER rating of 42 and is perfect for an addition like we have here on the back of the house. It's called a mini split ductless system, as you can see right there. You can find out more details about that and our home summer maintenance list at todayshomeowner.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the race against time, most of you know, although maybe you were out of sync yesterday with the realities of what's going on in Thailand. That story continues and will be a story for probably a week or maybe longer. They figure out how to get these 12 boys and their coach out of this cave. It somehow flooded. They're there on a trip, right? And so now they're trying to figure out how to drain the water out of the cave. But if something isn't done, this doesn't end well if they don't get in there pretty quickly and figure out how to get them fresh air and some supplies. Let's keep our fingers crossed. They'll hold a good thought for the safe return and release of these 12 boys down in that cave in Thailand. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for some food news. Food, no, I guess this would fit in that category. Victoria and Kara here, the fellow who stars in Queer Eye, Porowski, is that how you pronounce it?
Anthony Porowski? Yeah. Porowski.
Opening up a restaurant there in New York where you are. And one wonders what will be, this is a big talked about place. Why is the focus on him and what kind of a restaurant? It's a fast, casual food concept, he says. Going to be opening in New York. Where does there about stars that think they can open up a restaurant and make it successful?
Well, he's a chef. Yeah, so his background
he's also,
is in food.
Yeah, and he was a restaurant manager before he landed this part on the show. So it's definitely within the realm of his resume.
Is he straight?
No, they're all gay on the Queer Eye. They're
okay.
All, yeah.
I don't know. Watch that. It's not. Well, you know, we've had some conversation about.
I think you would love it.
Scarlett Johansson and, you know, trading places in a sense, changing your sexual identity.
Well, they're not acting though. There's a yeah.
They're just there.
Yeah,
okay.
they're all queer.
Okay, got it. After going from a Queer Eye to the McDonald's Corporation, McDonald's has announced, under the circumstances, this is not news in the sense that we have the ability to get breakfast. I don't know why you would want to go get breakfast, but I know it sounds like an elitist point of view. I've never been in a McDonald's, and I'm not sure.
Ever in your life, you've never been to a McDonald's?
Never been into a McDonald's, no.
But okay. You've been to Chick-fil-A. You've been to a lot of other
I've been into a
places.
Chick-fil-A. I've been to a Wendy's. Let's see. What else have
if you've never been to McDonald's, you are missing out on the best French fries, in my opinion. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to stay away from that stuff, but thank you for the suggestions. The world's biggest restaurant company is fighting back because a lot of other companies are doing breakfast sales, so they are discounting breakfast catering. The Seinfeld episode is selling only the tops of muffins. Do you remember that? They're offering coffee cake and blueberry muffin tops now in your area, Kara, down in Baltimore. They're starting a program to see how it works. Remember when, I actually do remember this Seinfeld episode. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was Elaine, and she sold only the upper part of the muffin. And that's the only one part that's any good. I bought a muffin the other day in the airport, and I ate the top of it and threw the bottom of it away.
It's a lot of people do. That's why it became a Seinfeld thing, because all those great episodes that were so relatable. That's
so
what
does
made
Dunkin'
them
Donuts, what other, Peach, do any of these other places? I know I was in the store the other day when I bought the tops. They have new gluten-free muffins, and they're just the tops to the muffins.
That's so bizarre to me. Why don't they just sell it like bread? I don't know.
I guess,
the bottom of it. So here's the deal. The top part's the best, but it's a huge waste. Why would you pay the money for it? And also, someone went through the trouble of making that. It still tastes good. I just eat the bottom.
Put jelly and stuff on it.
You know what it is, though?
I eat the bottom, and then I eat the top last. That way you save the best part for last, and you get that taste in your mouth at the end. It's not a huge struggle to eat the rest of it.
But some of those muffins, though, like Dunkin' Donuts muffins, are massive. And so if you break off, and the top parts tend to break off pretty easily. So I think that's part of the reason why people eat the tops and then they leave the bottoms. But the tops are also kind of crunchy on the edges, and people like that more than the bottom parts.
Yummy. Right. All right. Next item from food, and I suppose we could call this food and family farm news. The heaviest coffee drinkers are okay. According to some new research, this is back and forth. This is science at its best or worst, because how many times have you heard the story about coffee bad for you and then coffee good for you? Well, apparently coffee is really, really, really good for you. People are less likely to die early if you drink a lot of coffee, more so than those who don't drink coffee. Uh-oh, that's not good for me or you, Victoria.
I know. I'm going to start throwing in a decaf here and there.
Another piece of good news for coffee lovers. It's even better. It doesn't matter what kind of coffee you drink. Decaf, instant, makes no difference. Coffee drinkers fared better than people who did not drink coffee at the National Cancer Institute study using data from people taking part in a genetic study in England called Biobank. More than 500,000 people volunteered to give blood, answer detailed health and lifestyle questions for research here. And then they looked at death rates. Over the 10 years of the study, people who drank coffee, no matter how much or what kind, were less likely to die over the 10-year period than non-coffee drinkers. I still don't like the taste of it, smell of it. Either. People who say they drank more than 8 cups a day were less likely to die on average than non-drinkers. How much do you have to pee, though, if you drink 8 cups a day? That is my question. All right, here's to you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.